Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Clay County, Florida. So, Florida driver, driving erratically, swerving all over the road, so much so that other motorists were calling him in to the police. And so Clay County deputies arrived. They caught up with the truck. They watched it as it narrowly missed parked cars, swerving in and out of lanes. And the sheriff's office said he was weaving all over the road and almost caused an accident before we pulled him over. And the driver, 23-year-old Derek Foreman, well, apparently, police noticed that tucked right inside of his shirt was a squirrel, a live one, like a live actual squirrel. Now, Foreman did not deny the fact that he was driving erratically and that he almost hit pedestrians and parked cars. He looked right at the deputy dead in his eyes and said, "The squirrel was eating me, and that's why I was swerving." Now, they apparently got the squirrel, and then they conducted the sobriety test. And the breathalyzer confirmed that the guy was drunk and that it couldn't have just been the squirrel. Now, they got the squirrel. He was unharmed and released into the wild. But apparently, the driver was arrested on the spot and charged with DUI and reckless driving. As the first, I mean, they noted he didn't really have any injuries. So I don't know if I take that seriously. Fox 35 Orlando, a Florida man. In Davenport, Florida, a former employee at a gas station was doing upskirt shots, according to Polk County Sheriff's Office. They responded to a Circle K. A woman reported feeling someone hit her in her lower back while she was using self-checkout, and she looked behind her and said a man was walking away. She told deputies that she thought that the man tried to take a photo of her. They used surveillance video, and they saw that the guy, Christopher Kilpatrick, not only was like a total pervert and was, you know, like trying to expose himself, and he apparently did hit her on the back, but he's done upskirt photos of women. His cell phone was seized, and he had tons of photos and videos of that, like all these upskirt shots. They said, listen to this, they said, according to the sheriff's office, that he has done this to between 300 and 400 women, including juveniles. So you're talking about young girls. So he's been arrested and booked into jail on several charges, including exposure of sexual organs and simple battery. Now, they're still investigating to see who else that he's, Polk County deputies, who else this guy has targeted. And they don't know if all of the women, like this woman, knew whether or not that he had done it. But they're trying to get in touch with victims, and they're further investigating it. That's crazy. I don't know why anybody would actually want to do this, because this seems super dangerous. A Florida man is accused of driving or operating an excavator while totally drunk. Bunnell, Florida. He was accused of making threats and trying to operate heavy machinery at a scrapyard. Flagler County Sheriff's Office said they responded to a call about a verbal dispute and threats involving a drunk dude. When they showed up, they found John Kastner, 62 years old, behind the controls of an excavator. He was totally impaired and completely unable to operate the machinery safely. So he got a DUI. I did not know you could get a DUI being drunk behind the controls of an excavator, but you can, and he got one. He was taken into custody, and charges were levied. Just wild. In an era where daily election headlines and political turmoil can create a sense of unrest, having a peaceful retreat is more important than ever. Cozy Earth's exceptional products can be instrumental in helping you establish a sanctuary within your own home. Their sheet set is a standout favorite of mine. You get unmatched comfort and a nice soothing touch. You can create your own sanctuary with Cozy Earth's best-selling bamboo sheet set made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. The softness of their sheets and the quality of their materials will truly elevate your space and turn your bedroom into a cozy haven. And if you're seeking to transform your living environment into a serene escape, Cozy Earth also offers the perfect solution to create that tranquil home that you've been longing for. With a 10-year guarantee, these sheets are a long-lasting investment in quality. So get the ultimate in comfort and up to 40% off at CozyEarth.com/Dana and use code Dana. Don't forget to tell them that I sent you in the post-purchase survey, and you can get free socks. That's CozyEarth.com/Dana and use code Dana to get up to 40% off.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero. Wow.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face.
When was the last time?
Wow. I mean, that's pretty amazing. And by the way, out of all of those, Depp was the only one who said that. I shouldn't have said what I said, by the way, out of all of those people. He was the only one who said that, who went back and was like, yeah, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, bottom of this third hour. And I mean, if you want to have a conversation about rhetoric, the left needs to look, the stuff and happen, the stuff that's in Springfield, Ohio, happened regardless of whether you like it or not. If you don't like it, then tough, it happened. But it's what is a conspiracy theory asinine fruit basket is to claim that all these people are lying about it and then act like that's a violent, that's some example of violent rhetoric that justifies what happened over the weekend with Trump's second attempted assassination. I mean, good grief, this is crazy. I'm why are people on the left not taking this more seriously? You had a riot at the Capitol in which the only person that was injured because of it was a woman who was shot by a Capitol policeman who was very, very trigger happy. And even though there was a whole SWAT team behind her and they already knew she didn't pose a threat, but I digress. And they act like that is worse than 9/11. They don't act like it. They say that it is worse than 9/11. And yet you have two people who try to shoot and kill Trump. And the left is just, they shrug their shoulders and they act like he deserved it because they disagree with him on policy. Which tells you everything about what the, I mean, the left, I guess, thinks that that's acceptable. It's wild. Absolutely wild. And this is what we're dealing with. That's the rhetoric that is, that rhetoric has been out there, that, and Democrats have been doing this for years. I first got into broadcasting in 2008. And since that time, I have played countless clips on my show of the left saying these things. The way that they hyper overreact whenever anyone on the right so much as pushes back a little bit, they lose their minds. When I told them at a CPAC in, what was it, 2018, that the news network, they like the, sadly, the ratings that come from mass casualty incidents, and they were apoplectic. CNN wanted to drag me over the coals for it, and they demanded to, they were going to lecture me. I wasn't going to have it. And I pushed back on them twice as hard. You know, these are people who constantly act like and say on their network, CNN, MSNBC, everybody, if they don't disagree with you, you must be a domestic terrorist. If they don't agree with you, you're a terrorist. If they don't like your policy, then you are a Nazi. And if you support Second Amendment rights, you have blood on your hands and all this other stuff. And they talk about, you know, punching back twice as hard. And you have Chuck Schumer speaking in front of the Supreme Court, talking about the Supreme Court justices and naming Brett Kavanaugh. And then 2 weeks after that, you got a guy's on Kavanaugh Street going to go kill him. And he's arrested. And I mean, they never, ever put two and two together. And all of these people have been doing this have been on the left. The guy who tried to assassinate a Supreme Court justice on the left. The guy who tried to assassinate a ball field of congressional members from the left. The guy who beat up and tried to kill Rand Paul because he wanted to beat him to death from the left. The guy who tried to shoot and kill Trump the first time in Pennsylvania on the left. The guy who tried to shoot and kill Trump again. Mar-a-Lago on the left. They're always on the left. That's a common denominator. Maybe Democrats need to check their words a little bit here. This is, it's, the diminishment of it is just really troubling for the health of, I mean, it just, what is wrong with your souls? Here, this is a headline from Politico. Listen to this. A real headline. Republicans outraged over possible assassination attempt. Oh my gosh. This is wild. Denunciations of political violence from across the political spectrum quickly gave way to partisan finger pointing. What do you mean? This is not a... Literally, Trump was shot in the head and somebody was murdered. And then the left is what? Good grief. By the way, you know that this killer, on his social media account, he used the exact same talking points that Harris has used. They have all, there's a lot of screenshots. I'm not going to get into all of it, but there's some screenshots out there. I mean, how do you know there's violence against the right and then you downplay it and say that Republicans are outraged? Shouldn't their headline be, why isn't everyone outraged? I question someone's devotion to the principles of this republic and their Americanness when they don't ask that question. It's not something that only Republicans should be outraged by. People who are truly outraged at the threat something like this poses to the health of the republic are outraged, because these are people who prioritize the health of the republic over partisan party lines. Everybody should be outraged. People like the Vindmans, that Alexander Vindman guy and his lunchbox wife, who was shrugging off and was saying that she just didn't really care. She's completely indifferent. She had to delete her tweet. These people are traitors to this republic. And I mean that in that very sense of the word. You can be a pencil pusher all you want to, but when you can't stand up for the principles that hold this republic aloft, you're part of the problem. That's why we're in the situation that we're in. Because the left got so bad at policy and they got so bad at persuading people that they decided that stuff like this, you know, weaponizing the Occupy Wall Street and the Transtifa and everything else and Antifa and all this other stuff, that that's acceptable as a form of electioneering. I've seen this happen since I've been doing, I mean, my whole career, I've watched this happen. I've been there. I've seen it. Republicans outraged. The fact that that's a headline, that's an anti-American headline. It is an anti-American sentiment for everybody to not be outraged. I wouldn't want anyone to do that to a Democrat elected, a Democrat in office. Because your concern about the republic and the health of the republic shouldn't stop at the political affiliation of the person occupying the seat or the person running for the seat or trying to get on or on the ticket. You care about the health of the republic and you recognize the threat that something like this poses to the stability of said republic. And the people who don't care about that, well, they don't care about this. I wouldn't want to see that happen to Biden or a Democrat who was elected into office. Even if I didn't vote for him, I still wouldn't want to see that, because we have a history of bloodless transfer of power. It's what makes the United States so unique in our founding on republic construct using democratic principles, democratic processes. It's a brilliant structure. And it's threatened when people do not value equally the lives of people on either side of the aisle. And Democrats can get mad and point fingers at Republicans all they want to, but I have watched it grow and turn the Democrat Party into literally a bunch of soulless skeksis. And sadly, I've watched it affect many on the right, who think that they have to match them in soullessness in order to compete. That's a consequence of the immorality that the left has preached and the war that they have waged culturally, is that that virus spreads. But the fact that everybody isn't outraged, or that Politico would say Republicans outraged over everybody should be outraged. And I think it's un-American to not be. And if people aren't, you should question their loyalty to this republic. The loyalty to the republic is called into question when people can't be outraged over the attempt on a former president and maybe potential next president's life because of partisan party affiliation. Just that's the world that we're in now. It's sickening. Now, a few other things to touch on. I've got some stuff. You'll want to sign up over at Substack. There's going to be a couple of there's a couple of things that I'm working on about this piece that has some angles that I think you need to kind of keep on the burner, especially the investigation into this. I made mention of this earlier with DeSantis. That is something that you're going to want to watch because he's marshaling two state agencies to get involved in this. And he acknowledged, and we play that audio. We don't need to play it again, but we played it earlier. He acknowledged that, yes, it's, you know, it's a federal investigation, but also he's looking at the two different departments. One's like an investigative bureau within the state of Florida, and the other's Highway Patrol. They're going to be involved in this too, he says, because there have been some there's some transgressions with state law with this. He's every right to do so. But it was a very, very, very amiable, subtle, but yet iron-fisted jab. You're not going to sweep this under the rug. And he's bound and determined to keep this in the news so that Democrats can't gloss over it like they keep trying to do with Butler County. And he wants to make sure that some answers come out in a timely fashion with us. That was a very, that was a boss move that he just made there. Watch that, because I noted that, and then Will Snyder's, he's the police, he's the sheriff with Martin County. And he was very nicely with his audio, too. And we don't need to play it again, but we talked about this our first hour. He had come out and said that, yes, you know, we don't know. A reporter asked him whether or not the guy had any connections to the area. And Snyder said, no, we don't know. And then he very, you know, very delicately said, you know, it's, you know, crazy to think that this guy could come here. And, you know, how was he there for as long as he was? And I'm sure I know that Secret Service wants an answer to that, and they're investigating to find out. He put it on Secret Service. That was him saying, you're not doing what you did in Butler County, and you're going to blame local law enforcement because we don't run like that here. You're not doing it here. He put it before it could even get started. He got in front of it. Very smart. Super smart move. So already, they're not going to be caught flat-footed on this. And you can, I think the response is and the investigation is going to be quite different from this compared to Butler County. And I think that also can be a determination into how to change Secret Service top down. Folks over at Kel-Tech, the P-15, this is an ideal concealed carry pistol. You've got it. It's a striker fire pistol. It is awesome. If you don't have it, if you haven't seen it, if you haven't fired it, you need to. It is the lightest, thinnest, sleekest 9mm double stack magazine 9mm on the market. And my 43X previously was like my smallest, easily concealed 9mm that I liked. And then when Kel-Tech came out with the P-15, that is like my go-to. I love it. Now you got two versions. You have the polymer version, and then you have the metal version, which has those walnut wood panels, textured grips. It's just a gorgeous looking gun. And this P-15 comes with two magazines. So you've got your first standard 15-round magazine. You got a minimal pinky extension. But then you also get your flush fit double stack mag for more concealability, and that holds 12 rounds. Tritium fiber optic front sight. You got fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot rear. The width 1.27 inches. Really nice barrel, really nice trigger pull, 4-inch barrel, lifetime warranty from the inventors of the micro compact pistol category. It is Kel-Tech's P-15 9mm ultra concealable, dependable, and you don't lose any stopping power. Innovation, performance, and Kel-Tech. Learn more at keltechweapons.com. That's keltecweapons.com. It's the P-15. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So The Hill asks whether or not a recession be the election's October surprise? I mean, that wouldn't be beyond the realm of possibility. I mean, think about it. It would be horrific news for Kamala Harris, though. If you see a further jump in unemployment, which is already up to 4.2% from 3.7 this year. In fact, there are economists who are wondering, okay, well, look, it's bad. And you could see that. You could actually see that by fall, by maybe before the end of October. We'll wait and see. None of it good news, though. Is it ever? I don't know. Also, this, let's see. A smelly penguin won New Zealand's hard-fought bird election. Okay. In Wellington, New Zealand, they have a competition for bird of the year. And so it's the hoiho, or yellow-eyed penguin, apparently won the fiercely fought election. It is an endangered bird, and apparently it smells very bad, and that's pretty much it. But you have like thousands of people that vote in this poll. So I just, that's some fun news. There's an election. I wonder if that bird cheated. I'm curious. DirecTV has restored Disney-owned channels. Remember, they had a big fight over this, and a lot of people weren't able to watch the debate through DirecTV because of the Disney and ABC, and ABC was airing it, and they were having a dispute with Disney. They did resolve their issues, and now they're restoring the other networks just in time for football. Also, Boeing strike. We're going to talk about this coming up. This strike continues. I am fascinated that Boeing is dealing with a strike because Boeing is also dealing with a bunch of crappily produced products. So I just think it's a weird time when you are like, I mean, you're basically, your company's basically going down to junk bond status because of the quality issues, and the people that are part of this are pushing for a strike. And that they say they want higher wages, they want all this other stuff. We're going to talk about this here coming up in the program. But this strike continues, and it could drag on for some time. Apple loses an antitrust suit in Europe. Google did as well. They did not dodge this $2.7 billion EU antitrust fine. And there is a study on lead in cinnamon, carcinogens in cinnamon. Consumer Reports say that there's different brands that should be on your do not use list. Stick with us.
But do you expect to hear anything from the Trump campaign about toning down the rhetoric, toning down the violence, or would that be atypical of the former president?
Well, Alex, remember back to the assassination attempt on President Trump's life and how, you know, there was talk of a new tone. And then the Republican convention was, by Trumpian standards, muted. And it did seem like he was, you know, just trying to take it down a few notches. But then by the end of his convention speech, you know, we were kind of back to where we started. So I don't know how long this could, you know, this moment of unity for the country where we come together and we say, I don't want any political opposition to be under threat of violence. It's not okay, any threat of violence, you know, we don't want. I would love for us to have a unity type moment, but I think it's probably going to be pretty fleeting, as we've seen in the past.
I'm amazed that the responsibility for all of this is down to the person who continually gets shot at. So what the left is saying there is that the responsibility of toning down the rhetoric so our incited nut jobs don't try to kill them is the person that the nut jobs tried to kill? Is that what I'm to understand? This, that sort of rhetoric from, I'm just amazed that that was an actual legitimate conversation that was broadcast on a major media network. Wow. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, top of the second hour. And you can find us channel 347 DirecTV, also on Rumble as well, and which is where the discussion happens. That this is what they have been saying over and over again since this news first broke yesterday. That, I mean, the headlines, everything else is pretty crazy. They and this, by the way, this guy was just in court. He's got two firearm related charges so far that they're rolling with. And we're going to bring more information as we get it. But so this guy, he's charged with federal gun crimes. He's, you know, tried to shoot. He was going to shoot the president. He was going to record it even as well. And the media, the reaction from the media is unbelievable with this. MSNBC says, well, he should, you know, really tone it down. He really needs to tone down the rhetoric. That was what we had just played for you. Oh, he needs to tone down the rhetoric after this you know, second attempted assassination. I know it was Alex Witt. I don't know who the other person was that she was talking to. This after this guy, you know, he was within 300 to 500 yards of Trump, who was playing a round of golf. And we were talking about his public schedule last hour. And my biggest question was, it's not a mystery of whether or not Trump is at Mar-a-Lago, because anybody can drive by the airport and see whether or not the Trump plane's there. And it's also not a mystery that he was playing golf on Sunday, because he typically does play golf on Sunday. So, you know, you don't have to have, you know, Einstein level IQ to connect those dots and follow that logic. But the big thing that stuck out to me was that this guy was there in the bushes for 12 hours and nobody saw him. They already got the cell phone data. And he even had already admitted to it. He was there in the bushes for 12 hours and legit nobody saw him. That's my question. How in the world does that happen? Especially when it is a publicly accessible golf course. It's a little different from than his other ones. You don't go out knowing that and advance it. I've just got a million questions. And we really got to come back to that. That nobody's asked that yet. How was he able to be there for 12? Nobody has asked that question. Nobody. I want to know why. Why? How was he able to be there for that long? So they evacuated him from it, from the golf course. And now you've got the media. Oh, that was Elise Jordan, MSNBC analyst. You know, what does he need to take the temperature down? Does he need to take the temperature down? I mean, that's really it. You know, in the scales of radicalization, I mean, does he need to? The problem with the left shooting at people on the right is not for the right to adjudicate. It is the left needs to take care of their own side. And maybe don't say things like he's an existential threat to democracy. Maybe don't talk like that. I'm just it's amazing to me that this is their, you have threats out there and they're trying to act as though it's the responsibility of the person who's being attacked. That's like saying your skirt's too short. You were asking for it. Regardless of whether or not you were wearing a short skirt. I mean, there were people who were saying that it was, well, his rhetoric about, you know, the Haitian immigrants, the people who came in illegally in Pennsylvania, is that trying to find a weak reed to pull on. I was looking at just a collection of headlines, and it's bad. It's bad. It's really bad to see some of this. Just headline after headline after headline. Look. If you dislike a candidate, you beat them on policy. You compete with them on the battlefield of ideas. You don't sit here and try to flame, I mean, clearly impassioned times by saying that people are existential threats to democracy. And listen to this, Audio Soundbite 17. This is Lester Holt over at NBC. Yeah, NBC. He just keeps it going. Listen to this. Same thing.
Today's apparent assassination attempt comes amid increasingly fierce rhetoric on the campaign trail itself. Mr. Trump, his running mate J.D. Vance, continue to make baseless claims about Haitian immigrants in Ohio. This weekend, there were new bomb threats in that town. Our Maggie Vespa is...
Do you see how he just goes right away from... You heard it, how he just pivoted right away from the fact that somebody tried to kill Trump again. Oh, but, you know, his baseless. And that's Lester Holt saying that word, baseless. What is baseless? In Pennsylvania, Ohio, in Springfield, Ohio, particularly, you have people who are there that are illegally there. They're not of legal status. They are in Ohio. They're in Springfield, Ohio. Are there not actual reports of residents calling 911, many of them, reporting people either eating animals in the park, or are there not actual examples of, there's video, body camera footage of law enforcement. We played it last, actually there's a couple, we played some of it last week where there were people just like eating a lady's cat. Like that's where it came from. It sounds absurd and it's true. These are not baseless claims. They actually had a town hall specifically only just for that issue. And all of these people came up and spoke. And the media wants to pretend that they're not there, just like they like to pretend that the loudest and most vociferous opposition to illegal immigration are Americans who immigrated here legally. Notice how they never go talk to those folks. It's the same thing that they're doing here. So Lester Holt saying that this is baseless, he's editorializing. these baseless claims. He pivots from an attempted, a second attempted assassination into lying. Well, you know, these baseless, they're not baseless. Just because you don't like them and they're inconvenient for your narrative doesn't make them baseless. And I actually think the Trump campaign needs to keep doing it so long as they can continue to loop it back to two things. Not just an open border, but absolute unfettered. When you're bringing people in, like under the temporary protected status arrangement, like that's what they're doing with these people that are in Ohio. You're bringing in swaths of people from particular regions, and this program is not designed, as we talked about. It doesn't look at people individually. It just says if you're coming from this particular region, then you have coverage. That's an issue. Biden-Harris expanded it. It is part of the problem. I hope the campaign continues to do it so long as it brings attention to both of these absolutely documented, credible issues as it pertains to immigration. But this is the media. It's the media. This is what they're doing.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.